Okay, in the middle of the Maisa with Rabbi Yochanan, it was Machber and Rabbi Lezer that hid away from him and didn't give him Shalom. And they were trying to be Mephayas him. So Nichnasu Lufonav Rabami Vravasi. Omrelo, Rabbi, Kacho Yomaisa Vesa Knesset Shal Tarsim. Don't be mad at him, because when you get mad at somebody, bad things come out. Binagra Shiesh Barosho Glustra. The door lock that is tied onto the side of the door and it fits into the threshold. It's a shayla, it looks like binyan. It's not, what's it called? It's not a kli. So if it has a glustra, there's a ball at the top. So you could use it to mash things. Shenechleku, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yossi had a machlokus over it, whether it was muktzah or not, whether you were allowed to use it or not on Shabbos. Until they tore up a Sefer Torah because of the anger. They were arguing in such anger, they tore a Sefer Torah. They got torn. Not on purpose. And he said, I'd be surprised if this shul doesn't turn into a base of Avodah Zorah, because Kol HaKoesh Kilu Ovid Avodah Zorah. So Mela, there was Avodah Zorah done already in this shul with the anger. The Chaz of Yomar, so Rabbi Yochanan said, no, that's no Raya. Hachdeng Mechavrei, they were friends. So what's it called? So they shouldn't have gotten angry one on the other, right? But he's my Talmud, Rabbi Lezer. And if he is what's it called mechutzif to me, there's a reason to get angry. See the talking about it.
Heard you before.
A nagar sheyesh barosho glustra sherosho echad av roy lishchok bo shum. Its one end is wider at a ball at the top, right? And you could use it to mash garlic. So nechleku bar Rabbi Lezer v'Rabbi Yossi, right? Im muter l'talklo b'Shabbos lino bo esadelas kiven sheyesh tores kli alav. Is it muktzah? It's not muktzah. Karu mashma kavana. Karu is mashma did it b'kavana. Nikra mashma meil. It happened accidentally. They sakness is uavar zora mishum kol hakoyes kilu uavar zora. Chavrin b'chachdein b'chavrei. Kolomar mashi ira kein b'chaveirim hu di ira. Umay medames lei shani koyes labalezer shu talmidi. What are you trying to bring a raya from there that I shouldn't get angry at my Talmud, Rabbi Lezer? If he was a mechutzah, right? The two friends shouldn't get angry one at the other is one thing. But Talmud and a Rebbe, there the Rebbe has a right to get angry. Nichnas l'fon of Rabbi Yaakov Aridi. So Rabbi Yaakov Aridi tried to be mefayis Rabbi Yochanan. Omer leik siv kashet siv Hashem es Moshe, avdo ken siv Moshe es Yoshua. He called Dibur v'Dibur, Shehoi Yoshua Yoshe v'Dorish, Shehoi Omer Kachom or Moshe, Eli Yoshua Yoshe v'Dorish, V'Yodin HaKol Shatorah Shal Moshe Hi, Afato Eliezer Yoshe v'Dorish, L'Kol Yodin Shatorah Shal Chohi. Right? He tried to advise him that he said over the halacha, not in his name. So he said, it says that everything that the Rosh Hashanah told Yoshua was already told to Moshe. And Yoshua didn't sit there and say every time he learns, Ashayach. Right, this is what the Rav Moshe said to Moshe. He said it, and obviously everybody knew that it was Moshe's Torah. So, same thing over here. Everybody knows that whatever Rabbi Lezer says is your Torah. So, he doesn't have to say it in your name. It's obvious. Omer Lohen, if name Ma, Eina Ten Yodin, Laratzos, Kiven Idi, Chavireinu. How come you don't know how to be Maratzami like, what's it called, Yaakov Baridi? And then what's it called? So the Maisi was Nispais. Nichnas Sulfon of Rabbi Yaakov Baridi, Gam Kein Lefaiso. Mai Kulei Hai, Lomi Hikbid Ko, oh, here you go. So that's what's it called. And even though by Moshe and Yoshua, it wasn't Shayach that he got it from somebody else, but maybe he made it up by himself. Maybe it was something that Rabbi Moshe gave to him and that didn't come from Moshe Rabbeinu. So same thing over here. Right, Rabbi Lezer learned, it was a Rebbe Mufek, was Rabbi Yochanan. He said something, he didn't quote it from anybody specific. We can take on Mestami, he heard it from Rabbi Yochanan.
No, he argues before on Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah, Mestami, so we argue, we know he didn't say it from Yochanan, but he doesn't argue, Mestami. So Moshe says, my kulei hai, what's it called, the big deal that Rabbi Yochanan made, that the Yemu Shemaita Mishmei, that they should say it dafkin his name. He needed the kofet of having the Shemaita said in his name. The Af David bikesh alei rachamim. No, David HaMelech also was mevakish rachamim that they should say the halach in his name. Shenemer agurcho bo alecho olamim. Echese beseser knofecho sela. The chiyol sal daito shal David sheikchai v'kaim lolamim. Says agurcho bo alcho olamim. I live in your tent forever. Right? Was Roshat. David HaMelech thought that he's going to live forever. What I say should be said in the Bate Knesios, my Tehillim, and in Bate Medrashos, my Torah. Because when they say a halacha in the name of a chacham in this world, his lips move in the next world. It doesn't mean his actual physical lips, because the body decomposes. But it means by the bones of the body, there is a nefesh, which takes the form of the body, and it's more of a quasi-physical kind of thing, still in this world. And it's that nefesh, those lips of the nefesh, that move. And what difference does it make? A person has a kesher to this world is better for the neshama. It gives the anchor to the neshama. It's all I give yibum, to give the neshama a kesher, an anchor back into this world.
So what's the mile?
What's it called? The highest madrega is not total ruchnias or total gashmias, but a connection between the two. That's why tchias amesim is body and neshama together. That's a higher level than just neshama by itself. It says the neshama is in Gan Eden, look forward to tchias amesim as much as we look forward to Moshe Mashiach. It's a higher madrega. Shenemar v'chike chiyen hatov doved sitse yishenim ma komer shel anovim zeh. You have a barrel full of grapes that are fermenting. They're very soft. As soon as you touch them, they quiver, they move. Their lips also move. Right? What's the hanoah that the nace gets from his lips moving in the cavern? Barnazira Omar Kahadain Dishosi Kondito. Person drinks very wine mixed with various kinds of spices. Bietzak Omar Kahadain Dishosi Chamer Osik. Like a person drinks old wine. Afagav Dishosi Latam Puma. Even though he drank it, the taste still remains. So they get a taste of Olam Hazeh, even though they're no longer in Olam Hazeh. And they say different Pshatim, what's the difference between the two things? If it's wine mixed with Besamim or old wine. Some say that you need more than just the wine. Wine is Torah. And the besamim is like Maisim Tovim. It's not only that you say over Torah from the person, but people learn from his Maisim Tovim and do them in this world, then it works. And the other one holds, no, the Torah enough is enough. Some hold that the nafkamina is, it's only halacha that you say bishmo, that's like old wine. Or even agada or other kinds of Torah mixed with other kinds of spices. And others say the nafkamina is, do you have to mechadish something? If you have to add something to the wine, right? And there's no, somebody said a piece of Torah in somebody else's name. They didn't add anything. So now if you say it over in his name, he didn't say anything. He just said it in somebody else's name. So then it's no maila. That's if it's old wine. But if you need, then what's it called? That's if it's condito and you didn't add anything. So saying something in somebody's name who said it in somebody else's name and he didn't add anything is nothing. But according to one that says old wine, even if you just said something over in somebody else's name, right, and now you're going to say it in this one's name, like the Gemara does. This one said in the name of this one, the name of this one. It's also a Maila. They also say, the Panamira says an interesting thing here. He says, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't so much concerned that they wouldn't say the halacha in his name, they'd say in Rabbi Lezer's name. Because in Shemayim, they knew whose Torah it was, and they'd make his lips move. He wasn't going to lose out because somebody, what's it called, said it wrong. The problem was, he was afraid that if Rabbi Lezer said it, people wouldn't be makabel halacha, be forgotten. And then nobody would say it in anybody's name. But if they said it in his name, people would makabel the halacha, because he said it. And then it would be said over for generations, mele, he would give the maila. So he wasn't so much afraid that they'd say it in Rebbe Lezer's name and not in his name when it really was his. He was afraid that if Rebbe Lezer said it in his name, it wouldn't be said at all after that. And the mele, he wouldn't have the maila. Also, they bring a raya from here that if you steal somebody's Torah, it's not geneva. Because if it would be geneva, why wasn't Rebbe Yochanan makbid that Rebbe Lezer was stealing his Torah? Elamai, it's not Geneva. So he was mocked, but only because of the other Milas that were what's it called. But there's Machlokas. Some say that the Divrei Chaim says if he steals somebody else's Torah, it's Mamash Geneva. And the Marim Shik says from here you see it's not necessarily the case. No, David HaMelech also thought this was a big deal that they should say the halach in his name. Everybody has to die. That's why it's both worlds. Tefila is chayisha, this world. The Torah chayolam. Behem neged olam hazev, olam haba. So they'd say both olamim in, and he'd have a mila in this world and the next world. Rochashos sheor haTorah yotzmi piha omer miskasher ba'ashoris nafsho. She explains what happens. The Or HaTorah of the person who speaks is connected to the nefesh of the, what's it called, the person who's nifter. V'lachem rochashos shemagia b'shoresh shesham mimenu kekomer, so it comes back to the root. And the root is the lips of this guy, the one who was nifter, and he, what's it called, even though his lips may have disintegrated, but his nefesh lips are still there. Kom dinten yayinim dvash chamer otik yayin yoshin.
Okay. Why
so
we say
Tehillim
for
David
HaMelech?
What
the
Pirkei Avos says, the things that David learned from whatever that right. Reb Gidl Omer HaOmer Shmua B'Shem Omra Yira Bal HaShmua Ki'ilu Omeg L'Negdo. When a person says something in somebody else's name, he should imagine that the person standing there opposite him. Shenemar ach b'tzelem yishalech ish, because then you get it clearer, because you remember exactly how it was said. Ach b'tzelem yishalech ish. Ksiv rav odem yikra ish chazdo zeshar kol odem ish emunim miyimtso zereb zera. Right? Some people are ish chazdo, but ish emunim refers to reb zera. Dom reb zera. Listen, less non tzrichin chashosh and lishmaisin reb sheshes. We don't have to be so choshesh for what Rav Sheshes says, not to argue on him. Why? Because Dahu Gavra Mefaska, because he's blind. And he couldn't see the people that he's saying over the Shmu in their name, so he didn't get it, obviously, that clear. You don't see your Rebbe, and that's one reason why it's better to come to the Shir than to listen to a tape, unless you take a videotape, maybe. Because you get it.
Which would be problematic in the car.
Right, so you get a clearer understanding when you see the person who's what's it called, who's teaching it, then we just hear it. Okay, let's see. To who gavra mefat chosagi nor, is blind. B'shemelo diktik yothek. Maybe he wasn't medaktik 100% because he didn't see the people were saying the shmua. Rebbe said, the reason I'm sharper than the other Talmidim, because I saw Reb Meir from the back. If I would have seen him in the front, I'd even be sharper. I got close enough to see him. Omer Reb Zeil Rebbe Asi, Chachim Rebbe, Revar Pasya, Da'at Omer Shmaisa Mishmei. So Reb Zeir said to Reb Asi, Rebbe, you never saw Bar Pasya, and you say things in his name. Amarlei, Reb Yossi Amra Mishmei. Right? I know, I, what we call Reb Yossi, I guess so. Reb Yossi saw him. Is it Reb Yossi or Reb Yochanan?
Reb Yochanan?
Yeah, okay. Reb Yochanan saw Bar Pasya, and I heard it from Reb Yochanan. So I heard it from somebody who saw him when he said it. So that's why I say it over in his name. Even though you have to imagine the person standing in front of you, but you don't have to actually see the person. You got to hear from somebody who saw the person. Omer Lebzeru Leravasi Chachim Rebbe Lerav Da'at Omer Shmais Omer Leravada Barava. Oh, I know, we have it in a second. Yochan Omer Shmei Omer Lebzeru Leravasi Chachim Rebbe Lerav Da'at Omer Shmais Mishmei. Did you ever see Rav that you say things in over his name? You never saw him. Amalei Rav Ada Barava Amra Mishmei. No, Rav Ada Barava said in the name of Rav. I heard it from him. So I heard it from somebody who saw Rav. Ein dor she'ein bo leitzonim kedora shel David. There's no door that doesn't have its leitzonim in it. Leitzonim over here doesn't mean clowns. It means mechutzofim, people who are chotzuf. Baruch Hashem, our door has them also. And just like the door of David HaMelech. Ma ha'yu prutzei hador osim. What did the prutzei hador do to David HaMelech? They went by the windows of David HaMelech. Omrim lo David, David, Emosai Yibonah Beis HaMikdash. When's the Beis HaMikdash going to be built? Emosai Beis HaShem Neilech. Right, when will we be able to go to the Beis HaMikdash? Even though they knew that the Rabbanu Shem told him that he can't build the Beis HaMikdash in his lifetime, so you have to wait till he dies and Shlomo takes over. So they knew that David HaMelech's life was totally in when the Beis HaMikdash would be built. So they basically were saying, when are you going to die? Even though they're trying to anger me, right, and they're trying to say, when are you going to die already so you can have a Beis HaMikdash? Yavo alai, right, it should be bad for me, made a shvua. Imlo ha'isi someh, I was happy with what they said. I was happy when they said, Beis HaShem Neilech. It says, even though so the Rabban Hashem told him, no, I'd rather have you than the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore I'm going to give you a long, full life. I'm not going to shorten your life to make the Beis HaMikdash come. Yimlu uyamecha, when your days will be filled. Why? I'm not going to take off anything from your life. You're going to live a full life. Klum Shlomo bincha yivne Beis HaMikdash el hakriv korbanos sibur. Right? Why is Shlomo going to build the Beis HaMikdash? To make korbanos. Chavi volai tzedako mishpat shata osa yosem in akorban. The tzedaka and mishpat that you do is better than the korbanos. Shneamar asay tzedako mishpat nivchar Lashem izevach. In the Bavli, it says something different. It says, the Rabban Hashem says, one day of your Torah is greater to me than all the korbanos.
That's in Makos.
Right, so here, there the Gemara says about Torah. And here it speaks about tzedaka and mishpat. So the machlokas is, the Gemara has a shaila with a gedola Talmud or gedola Maisa. So it's machlokas here, Bavli Yerushalmi. If Maisa is greater than Talmud, then you need the Maisim over here, tzedaka and mishpat. But if Talmud is greater than Maisa, then the Torah is greater than the korbanos also.
Did this episode happen when David was already in Melech?
What?
Was David already in Melech? Or was
No, he was already in Melech. Already Nosson had come to him. People knew that he wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, and he wasn't allowed. They knew the Nevuah that he wasn't going to be built until Shlomo comes around.
Then why weren't these like Tzanim done as Mordei Malchus?
So they asked that. So they said, since they didn't say it to Feirish, they made it as if they wanted the Beis HaMikdash to come. They didn't say, when are you going to die already? And they said, what's it called? When can we go to the Beis HaMikdash? It was only inferred, so it wasn't, you know, you could see it as being something, a big frum thing. Right? They were frum alates on. So therefore, he wasn't on them as Mordei Malchus. He was happy with what they said. Had they said, when are you going to die already, that we can go to the Beis HaMikdash, but that would have been different. Okay. Ein door of the Chachim Rebbe, the Chimakir Ato. So, did you see what's it called? Bar Pasya, Rabbi Yochanan Shehu Ish Emunim. Ein door. I did the Ayri Lael mi David Maisley Hachas. And he talked about David, so he said something else about David. Amos Ayivne Vehem Yedu Masha Omer Hashem Isborach LeDavid. Atalo Sivne Habayis. Yovel Loshen Shvua. Ki Yimluu Maisi. He was willing to die that the Beis HaMikdash. It was more important to the Rebbe when she lived a full life. Okay, let's learn the next. Hadron lech mitzarf nishkolim, hadron lech mitzarf nishkolim, hadron lech mitzarf nishkolim. Mishnah, b'shlosha prokim b'shonet tormim mishalishka. 3 times a year they made Truma Salishkas. Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, how exactly they made Truma Salishka, the Rav really, and the Rambam, how they make Truma Salishka. We said they took all the coins, they put them into a big room. And the Rambam holds 3 times a year they took the coins and they put them into, put part of them into 3 baskets. And from those baskets they took the korbanos. And then the next time they took another 3 baskets in the same room. Another time it's another 3 baskets. So basically anybody who shekel didn't get there right away in the beginning never had a chance of having his actual coins brought. Not everybody's coins were brought to the Korban HaSibur, because some were left over and they went to Lishka. But when they took the 3 baskets, they had Kavana that a portion of each of those coins should be for all the other coins that were there, and according to one Bandi Omer, for all the ones that weren't yet brought. but the people whose actual coins could be brought were only from the people who were in the Lishka. That's how the Rav learns. The Rambam learns, that's how the Rambam learns. The Rav learns that there are two things. First they did is what's it called, the first thing they did was they, three times a year, no, that was, I just told you now, was a Rav. The Rambam says, first, they had really six kupos. When they had a room full of coins, so they took out three big, things of coins, and they put portion into those three things. And then from those three things, three times a year, they took three smaller ones. So that's what. So if somebody didn't have his coins the first time, is not going to have any chance of his coins being used for the Korbanos Sibur, because they didn't take from the room. They took from those three things which they took the first time, and then they took from three smaller things. According to the Rav, it's possible that a person should have his coin taken if he didn't bring in the beginning, because three times a year they took from the big room into three things. And if the coins came a little bit later, he had a chance, it was now in the room, he could have his coins taken.
Probably a bigger chance since it'll be on top of the pile.
It could be. I don't know where they threw them. Okay, so when were these three times? Prosa Pesach. See, Gemara is going to explain what Prosa Pesach is. Prosa Atzeres. Pros means a portion. Right? A Prusa. A portion. So from the portion of Pesach, the portion of Atzeres, Prosachad. Portion of Sukkot. The Haim Granus or Meister Behema, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. And those were the same times that they made, the Chachamim made a halacha of a Gorin for Meister Behema. When an animal is born, says Machlokes, Rishonim, Achronim, whether there is a mitzvah of Meister Behema, if you have to take off Meister Behema or not. Right? Torah says if you count 10 and the 10th one becomes Kodesh and you bring it as a korban. Right? So that's Meister Behema. So either whether you have to do that or not. If you want to, you want to get a mitzvah, so you count them out and you make the 10th one Meister, and that's what seems to be Rashi holds. That there's no real mitzvah of Meister Behema, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. If you want to count your animals and give one, when it becomes a korban, you have a mitzvah. But if you don't want to do that, right, there's no din of tevel or whatever, you can eat the animals without taking off Meister. Minatorah. And therefore, it's stav a mitzvah. If you want to get the mitzvah, you get the mitzvah. The Rambam, the Chazal Nisa, seems to hold not like that, that it's a chiyuv to give Meister Behema, except that if you shech the animal before, whatever, you're machkiya that mitzvah. But there's no isher to eat the animal before you take off Meister like there is by Tevel. Except the Rabbanan made three granos, even according to Rashi too. And then they ashered shechting the animal, doing anything with it until you take off Meister. So the Chazon says, not mistaber, that if there's bechlal, no mitzvah chiyuvish, something you want to do, that the Rabbana would have made such halacha. But the Maisha, that's the thing. So those are the times of Maisha Behema. At those times, the animals are born, and that's when the Rabbanan said that you can't have any hanoah from the new animals you didn't take Maisha from, until you'll take off Maisha. Benazai Omer be'esrin v'tisha v'adar. Benazai says on the 29th day of Adar, ube'echad b'sivan, on the first day of Sivan, ube'esrin v'tisha b'av, on the 29th day of Av. Okay, the first man, the Yom Rabbi Akiva, said prosa Pesach is 15 days before Pesach, which means Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If you count Pesach itself, it's machlokus whether you count Pesach or not, whether it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan or it's Choftes Adar. So he holds that one time was either Rosh Chodesh Nisan or Choftes Adar. Prosa Atzeres is 15 days before Shavuos, which Shavuos is the seventh day of the sixth day of what's it called of Sivan, so 9 days before that in Iyar, okay, I guess the 21st of Iyar, something like that. And Prosachad is 15 days before Sukkot, is really Rosh Hashanah, but it's probably the day before Rosh Hashanah, the day after, because you can't take off Meister Behema on Rosh Hashanah. With Azayomer Be'esim V'tisha B'Adar, he said the 29th day of Adar, so it could be the same day as Rabbi Akiva. Could be not. Be'echad b'Sivan, which is for sure not the same day as Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds 9 days earlier, and he holds the first day of Sivan. Be'eshrim v'tisha b'av, on the 29th day of Av, and he held no, that it was not the 29th day of Av, but what's it called, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, in other words, Rosh Hashanah, or the day before Rosh Hashanah. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Omrim, the Echad, the Nisan, first day of Nisan, which either is like Rabbi Akiva, one of them holds like Rabbi Akiva in that. The Echad, the Sivan, that he holds also like Ben Azai. The Chavtes Be'elu, but not Chavtes Av, Chavtes Elu, which also may be the same as Rabbi Akiva because it can't be Rosh Hashanah. The Lama Amr B'Chavtes El really holds Rosh Hashanah. The Lama Amr B'Echad B'Tishrei Neshu Yantav. Rosh Hashanah is a Yantav. The Efshar La'asher B'Yantav. You can't make Meiser on Yantav. The reason is because when they made Meiser Behema, they dyed the 10th one, they painted it. So you know it's Meiser. Otherwise you get mixed up with the other ones. And you can't dye something, paint something on Yantav. They said, well, why isn't it a problem that you makdish it? They said, the hektish comes in mail. As soon as it's the 10th one, it's automatically hektish. Or it's a tzorich for that day. So you'll have to be makdish something that's a tzorich of that day. It's only Nisad Rabbana not to be makdish. So here they answered it because of the paint. L'ficha chiktimu b'choftes be'el. Okay. V'shlosha prokim tormes alishka shayun munachim bo kol ha'shkolim. That lishka was all the shkolim. And they took out three baskets of money. What will take the carbonus from them? Be proof before it's bimara. The hang granos for meisra behema. She'elu hazman im kavu chachomil meisra behema. She'noldu all the animals that were born before that date. Lesser beachila. You were not allowed to shech them and eat them. Actually, yes, and take off meisra. With perik days the bechorish meforish. I may call it gorin. Why is it called a gorin? Because like tvua, like that's the time when it becomes tevel, and you can't eat from it until you'll take off meisras. Even before that, you're afal b'shalo iser. The time, even though you didn't take off ma'aser, you're allowed to eat it before that. It's not tevel, and according to Rashi, it's very good because it's not a mitzvah that you have to do. So if you decide you want to eat it and not take off ma'aser, it's your business. Going to the Rambam, it just didn't become also yet. Just like ma'aser, you can eat before ra'uchilas aroy, before it's nigmar malach. But same thing over here. Benasi yomer puksayim before it's bimara. Omer avavo kol hein de tanin and pras palga. The word pras means half. Palga de lamid yom, call them lamoid shadorshim bilchosav. So what's the half? Half of 30 days that before every yontif you darshan the halachas of the yontif for 30 days. So prus means half of the 30 days before that yontif. Half of the 30 days before Shavuos, half of the 30 days before Sukkot. So here it seems like you darshan 30 days before every yontif. Not just Pesach. Yet the Beis Yosef says it's only a din in Pesach. There's so many halachas. But there's no din that you have to have 30 days before Sukkot and 30 days before Shavuos to be to darshan. Here the Gemara says seems like that then. So they talk to bring a raya from here that you, the Marsha, that you have to darshan all the Yom Tovim 30 days before. What's the Beis Yosef do with this Gemara? This is talking at the time of the Beis HaMikdash when there were halachas of Korbanos and Baal Ta'achir. Then they darshan 30 days before every Yom Tov. But Bizman Hazeh, when there's no shilas of Korbanos, only the shilas of the Yom Tov itself, the halachas of Sukkah and Shavuos are not as complicated as the halachas of Pesach. So only Pesach you need 30 days, not the other ones. That's what the Beis Yosef holds. The Hein Granos, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Mipnei Shehein Pirkei Leida. That's when the animals are born. So Rabbanan made the din that from that point on you have to, what's it called, take Meiser from the newborn animals before you eat them. The reason they said take off Meiser in order that there should be animals now, since you took off Meiser you couldn't check them before, so now take off the Meiser. This is right before Yontif, that there will be plenty of animals for Ole Regolin, both to eat and to bring Karbonos from. No, the reason they did it is because you have to come up on Yontif and bring your Karbonos. So if you left the Meiser for later, then what's it called? You may be over on Baal Ta'achar, right? If not bringing it up, the first Yontif is an essay. Even though it's a low sase, maybe only if you have three Yomi Tovim, but there's an essay to bring it, even the first Yontif. So you'll be over Baal Ta'achar. Not really Baal Ta'achar, you'll be over the Hadeshim Sham. Om Rabbi Yossi, kol ha'masha tivlo over Baal Ta'achar. In a chanami, a person who holds the animals, even before what's it called, you were mafreshit, is over on Baal Ta'achar. Pirkei Leida, habechoros yoldos lefnei ha'pesach. The early animals give birth. Bechoros over doesn't mean the firstborn; it means the early ones. Right, give birth before Pesach. The hamucharos called the matzeres. The later ones, some give birth early and some later. So the later ones are before Shavuos. The Eishen Yoldos and Bein Atzeres. Some are really late. They don't give birth till Sukkos. That's why they were masakin these three zmanim to take Maisa Behema. Since people aren't going to start taking off Maisa till close to the Yontif, because they don't shecht animals until they can take off Maisa. So, in other words, they don't lose out on the mitzvah because they're taking away from the ones to count. And it comes out that they're going to have animals now, plenty of animals to shecht close to Yontif. People need meat to what to eat for Yontif, meat, and they also need to bring karbonis from them. Okay.
More
Bal Ta'acher. You said there's another one. Bal Ta'acher. Shigama Meisr Behema over Mabal Ta'acher. Kidashina Barosh Hashanah. Vachain Tiknu Shiyasir Samach L'Regel V'Yovi Yerushalayim Balos L'Regel. You're over on Meisr Behema also Bal Ta'acher if you don't bring it up and be makriv it the first Yontif. So they made the Gorin for Meisr next to Yontif, so you'll have the Meisr to bring up that first Yontif. Because if they made it afterwards and you made it, what's it called, you may forget to bring it the first Yontif or whatever. Here it's right, fresh mitzvah, so you remember to do it.
It's a shlomo.
It's like a shlomo.